Crime Puzzles.
The Case of the Stolen Jewels. Detective Combs was at the coffee shop around the corner when he learned that Jones's jewelry had been broken into. He arrived at the scene of the burglary in moments. Mr. Jones, the owner of the store, explained what had happened. "I arrived this morning to open up the shop. As I walked up to my store, I noticed a lot of broken glass on the pavement. I looked up and realized that the display window had been broken." Combs looked out the broken window at the sidewalk, littered with glass. Mr. Jones continued, "Then I saw that all of the jewelry from the display window was gone. The doors were still locked, so this must be where the burglar broke in."
"Why didn't the alarm go off?" asked Combs.
"It's a strange coincidence," said Mr. Jones. "I removed our old alarm system yesterday and made an appointment to have a new one installed today."
Combs looked around at the empty jewelry cases. "I assume your jewelry was insured?"
"Of course," said Mr. Jones. "Thank goodness for that."
Combs nodded and said, "Mr. Jones, I believe there was a crime indeed, and it was committed by you."
What crime does Combs suspect Mr. Jones of committing? Why?
The Case of the Bowling Alley Murder. The Center Street Bowling Alley, the oldest bowling alley in the city, closed at midnight. At 4 a.m., the janitor found a terrible sight. A man with a knife in his back, lying in one of the lanes. Detective Combs quickly arrived at the scene with a swarm of police officers. "Anybody know the victim?" asked Combs. "I do," said one of the officers. "That's Bob Reynolds. He's running for councilman. He and Mike Jenner have been having a bitter campaign battle." "Perhaps we should pay Mr. Jenner a visit," said Combs. Before leaving the bowling alley, Combs took his cell phone out of his pocket and left it behind. On arriving at Mike Jenner's house, Combs told Jenner, "I have some grim news. Bob Reynolds has been murdered."
"No, I can't believe it," cried Jenner.
"We'd like to speak with you about the murder, but first I need to get back to the police station to file the report. Can you meet me at the station?"
"Of course. I'll help in any way I can."
"I'll give you a call." Combs patted his pocket. "Uh-oh, I must have left my cell phone at the bowling alley. Would you mind picking it up and bringing it with you to the station?" Jenner looked confused, but said, "Sure, I'll do anything to help with the investigation." Later that day, Jenner brought Combs' cell phone to the station. He was arrested and charged with murder. Why?
Answers. The Case of the Stolen Jewels. Detective Combs suspects that Mr. Jones took the jewelry himself and pretended that there had been a burglary so he could collect insurance money. The broken window is Combs's clue. If someone had broken into the store, the broken glass should have been on the inside of the shop. Since it was outside the shop, the window must have been broken from inside. The Case of the Bowling Alley Murder. Detective Combs never told Mr. Jenner in which bowling alley the murder took place. Yet Mr. Jenner knew which bowling alley to go to for Combs's phone. Mr. Jenner must have known where the murder took place, because he was there.